Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
As mandated by law in the United States, every 10 years we have what is called the census. That's where we do a head count of all of the people living in our country. And 2020 is the next census. And China America Radio is going to be participating in promoting the census and telling people a little bit about it, what it is, how it may affect your future. And we have people from the Census Bureau that are going to be our guests over the next several weeks and months, including our first guest, who is Tianqi Robin Yang. Tell us a little bit about the run-up for what you're doing now and then when the census headcount kicks in for next year. And you're in the division that's going to be dealing a lot with people speaking Asian languages, particularly our Chinese listeners, who are going to have a knock on the door or get something in the mail. So we're here now at the end of 2019. The census is next year. So what can our listeners expect? I mean, where are you in this process right now?
Okay. So next year in March, every household is going to receive an invitation letter in your mailbox or some other ways when it's delivered to your home. And when you receive the first letter, it wouldn't have your name on it, but it will say resident mm-hmm. on the letter. One person from this residence would represent the whole household to respond to the 2020 census. So you will need to include everyone to be on this questionnaire. You can choose to answer online or by phone or via the paper questionnaire when you receive in April.
April 1st is when it actually starts, correct?
April 1st is a census day. However, you will receive the invitation letter before April the 1st. So, for example, if you move around, then you will be using the address where you stay on April 1st.
And there are other ways people can respond to the census in addition to in writing. There's, phone and in person? How does that work?
Yes. Well, there are three ways to self-respond. Online, by phone, or by the paper-based questionnaire. You mail it back, postage is already paid. But if you haven't self-responded until May, then we will have census takers, or called enumerators, to visit your homes to help you to complete the forms. And we have online and via phone, we have 12 non-English languages available. And if you choose to answer on the paper-based questionnaire, there's English and Spanish available. But we have some language guides in 59 non-English languages to help you.
When will people start seeing signs of the census? Will they be advertising? Will there be TV ads? Will they hear stuff on radio?
It will be in the beginning of next year, starting in January or February the latest.
And the purpose of the census is for all sorts of things, right?
Yes. It will determine how many seats we'll have, each state will have in the Congress, and it will determine how each state will get. So every year, there's over $675 billion to be allocated to different states, and how much will each state and how much each state will get is based on the census statistics.
So it just really must be accurate. Well, we're going to be talking with people from the census on an ongoing basis to try to fill people in a little bit at a time, and people will get the message. But Tianqi, thank you so much for speaking with us, and maybe we'll be speaking with you again next year. I know you've got a busy year.
Thank you, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.